Welcome, everyone. My name is Rutger. I'm glad my somewhat pretentious title has lured you all inside. I hope not to disappoint, hence the disclaimer that I have way too many disclaimers to elaborate on. What is an operating system? I had to look it up on Wikipedia. I did have some imagination of what it could be, having used one for a few years. But it turns out, and it's slightly paraphrased because their definition is too long for me, it's a software platform providing access to resources and services to run computer programs. Okay, great. I knew that. That's what I use it for. Excellent. The title is about the universal operating system, and universal to me would imply more generalization. I've always felt that the computer should evolve, or computing should evolve, and I hope that we can move to one towards freely sharing, using, combining, understanding whatever we do with the computer. And from my personal perspective, from my day job, one aspect would be something about safety, and I've added security, but I'm definitely not a security expert. In all the automation that we make computers do these days, and hopefully in the near future, because apparently we are dealing with a few crises here and there, and I believe we have ideas to get those addressed using information technology. I hope to learn from Jonathan at the level of representing information, how this could be used in the future, but I'm sticking to this bit. I'm more operationally oriented, so you could say imperatively. And I know this is the declarative minimalist computing room, so I'll try to bridge that. The ingredients that I hope that the future universal operating system might incorporate is definitely the microkernel. Richard Stallman proposed for the GNU system a few years back that it could have a microkernel. I would still love to see that happen. In the geeks community, work is being done on that. I hope to start to contribute to that. From a software point of view, I believe everything should be modular, small pieces, because I'm just a human. My head is limited, and my understanding and time are short. Things should be definitely decentralized. Client and server would be a natural way to go in the interaction between things. But I want to focus on language semantics that might help us to move towards such a universal operating system. Because I think if we add all of these ingredients, we're going to incur enormous complexities. And I'm not really sure that if we go on in software development the way we do, it will actually scale to the level that we need our information technology and our operating system to scale. And I'm going to do that using a very silly example. This is actually the control of my cruise controller in my car, though the picture comes from the internet, of course.